Question: why are the memories of past lives found by researchers only among people who already believe in reincarnation? Answer: they're not always found only among people who believe in reincarnation. There are a small but significant number of past life memories among people who did not believe in reincarnation, or even people who explicitly disbelieved in reincarnation. So there are, for example, there's the story of the Second World War pilot who was reborn as a son of an American couple, neither of whom believed in reincarnation, and the father was a skeptic and he did not accept the reincarnation till no other alternative explanation was there. So they, in fact, the parents eventually wrote a book about their experiences called Soul Survivor, which became a New York Times bestseller. It was subtitled The Reincarnation of a World War II Fighter Pilot. So James Leininger was the son, and Bruce and Andrea Leininger were the parents. And Carol Bowman was the researcher who aided in the investigations. And like that, Jim Tucker is the director of personality studies at University of Virginia. And he has especially focused on past life memories among American children. And he has found significant cases also. Yeah, Dr. Ian Stevenson, who was the pioneer in this research, he has found most of his cases in India, Sri Lanka, and other such countries where people were predisposed to believe in reincarnation. Now, there are several reasons for this. First of all, children are extremely influenced by the beliefs of their parents. And this is the argument that the skeptics use to say that all these could have been, these beliefs are just the projections of the parents or something like that. But then if the children are so influenceable by the beliefs of their parents, the sword cuts both ways. Then if the parents are disbelievers in reincarnation, then even if children have those memories, there will be substantial disincentives for them. They may be criticized, they may be derided, they may be scorned, and that's why they may, even if they recollect a little bit of the past life memories, they may not speak it to anyone. This phenomenon is called as childhood suppression by social circumstances. And this is a well-documented psychological phenomena among children, that even when they have certain inclinations, if they, especially in their very small years, generally children remember the past lives maybe from the age of 3 or 4 till 7, 8, 9, 10, and not after that. So during that age, children are not rebellious to parents. When the teenage, they become rebellious. In the early year, the children are quite extremely dependent on their parents, not just physically but also emotionally. And so if the parents are disbelievers, then the same argument by which it is said that the parents had parents' belief influenced the child, you could also use it that other way: the parents' disbelief influenced the child. So actually speaking, if one wants to study the cases, one should put aside the belief and the disbelief and look at the quality of the evidence, and especially the birthmarks and their correlation, which has been documented by Dr. Stevenson in his second big book, where reincarnation and biology intersect, is a very strong rebuttal to this idea of pre-existing beliefs influencing the children. Now, many of the children, at exactly the places where there were fatal wounds in the person whom they claimed to be in the previous life, the children had birthmarks or birth defects in their this life. and the birthmarks and birth defects did not correlate, had no genetic or physiological cause. The mother was not sick, the mother was not smoking or doing anything like that during pregnancy, and the parents also did not have any genetic problem. So the normal causes for such genetic defects were not visible over there. And in some cases, the children had not one, two, sometimes six, seven, eight birthmarks which correlated with the fatal wounds, say bullet wounds or knife wounds of the previous life. So, this is completely independent of memory. In fact, the rigor of the research of Dr. Stevenson has been documented by several journals, respected journals including JAMA and other journals, Journal of the American Medical Association and others, which are very respected and peer-reviewed journals. So, actually speaking, if one wants to be skeptical, then one will not believe any evidence, no matter how credible it may be. So, firstly, there are cases among parents, among children who were born in families that did not believe or explicitly disbelieved in reincarnation. Did not believe means they didn't care. Disbelieve means that because of their culture or their religion, they were taught to see reincarnation as a heretical belief which could not be accepted by them. And even among such families, there are reincarnation. Second is the disbelief of the parent affects and suppresses the children from expressing their past life memories. Third is there are birthmarks and birth defects which accurately correlate with past life memories, and this has nothing to do with the belief of the parents. So if one applied the standards of criticality open-mindedly to all theories, researchers have pointed out that 90% of all the theories of science would fall apart. Actually, the theory of evolution that is taught about in all the textbooks of the world today, it is based on the flimsiest of evidences. And those evidences which are supposed to support evolution are equally interpretable in other ways. And many of the strongest evidences have been falsified. And further, the lack of evidence has been tried to be explained away by inventing theories like punctuated equilibrium. And despite that, the belief in evolution is going on. So what this indicates is that those who are skeptics are skeptical not because of the lack of the evidence, but because their pre-existing beliefs bias them against the evidence. So if those who are materialistic, any theory that opposes their materialism, no matter how strong the evidence, they will reject it. And that's why these sort of objections are brandished against the reincarnation, past life memories proof. And when some theories support materialistic ideas, like say evolution supports materialism, then no matter how flimsy the evidence, they are brandished apart. So, rather than giving credence to those who object in this way, one should oneself open-mindedly study and decide for oneself. It's no doubt that our beliefs affect us, and just as it affects materialistic people, it affects devotees also. So there could be cases where people doctor and highlight and exaggerate past life memories. That's possible, but it's not that all cases happen like this, and there are large number of people within believing families also, especially in Hindu culture, traditional Hindu culture. It is said that idea which Dr. Stevenson says there is no statistical basis for it, but there's a widespread idea that if a child remembers a past life, then that child will die quickly. And that's why when the children remember the past lives
The parents often try to neglect and hush it down. And most of the children who remember these past lives, they often belong to poor families. And in these poor families, the parents have nothing to gain by pandering to the fantasies of their children's past lives. Sometimes it may happen that if the child claims to be a member of a wealthy family in a past life, then maybe the parents might get some gifts. But in almost all the cases that Ian Stevenson investigated, none of the parents of the children from this life actually demanded any gifts from the parents of the previous life. And Dr. Ian Stevenson also has made a policy that he will not pay the parents for allowing him to do the research, the investigation. So the parents have nothing to gain financially. So they are poor and they often have to struggle to etch out a living. And when they have to struggle to etch out a living, sometimes the serious investigation, which often goes for days together, if we actually study the volumes and volumes of files that Dr. Stevenson has filled, with all question answers exhaustively done, it takes huge amount of time. The parents have no incentive for doing that. So what would they gain? Will they get some? First of all, they have the fear that their child may die quickly. That's why they try to suppress it. And then it takes a lot of their time. They don't get any money and they are poor. And actually speaking, it's only when the child is desperate about claiming that I belong to so and so family and I want to go there and I want to meet those parents, and if you don't let me go there, then I will go there alone, then the parents start doing some inquiries. That is how it has happened in most cases. So the objection of believing parents may superficially seem very strong, but factually it doesn't have much strength if we look at the ground reality of the situation. Thank you.